The king that we have and that we celebrate today is not like an earthly ruler. He didn't come in a palace, but he actually was born in a stable in Bethlehem, laid in a manger, which was a food trough for animals. So out of his riches, he became poor for our sake, so that we may be made rich. He didn't come with force of arms and try to sort of force his kingdom on this earth, which he could have done. Now, when Pilate said to him, and asked him whether he was the king of the Jews, he said, "My kingdom's not of this world. If it was, I would have got my men to fight for me. But that's not the sort of kingdom that I've come." And when they tried to make him king after he'd sort of done the loaves and the fishes, he escaped into the hills because his kingdom was not of this earth in that way. It was a kingdom on this earth, but not of this earth. The kingdom of heaven come upon us, the rule and the love of God, through the humility of God, who took on flesh for our sake, becoming one like us. He humbled himself. And it's not a kingdom of power over people, but it's a kingdom by which he empowers us. He gives us power to be who we're always meant to be, but couldn't be without him. That's that sort of kingdom. And as we've seen in the readings today, that it took Jesus to go to his throne, which was, of course, the cross. It took him everything. He spent all that he had for our sake to go to that throne. Not a golden throne of the kings of this world, but a throne so much more marvelous and glorious, where he was crucified for our sake. The only crown that he had as a king was the crown of thorns that pierced right through his head and caused excruciating agony. And the only adulation he received was a mocking of the soldiers as they beat him and scourged him. He was that sort of king who came not to force his way into our lives, but to persuade us with love, to win us over by love. He came humbly to us so that we would be convinced of the depth of his love for us. And that's what we celebrate today, that he's the King of Love on Calvary. And we look to Jesus and we see there love itself, which has won the victory. He went right into the darkness of our sin. He went right into the pit of our human misery as he hung on that cross for our sake, so that he could lift us out of the darkness. As it says in the second reading, that God the Father has brought us out of the darkness that we were in and into the kingdom of his Son, because he raised Jesus from the dead. And he's glorious and triumphant now as the King and Lord of heaven and earth. That's what the early Christians proclaimed, didn't they? They proclaimed that we will not worship Caesar as Lord. The chief priest you heard in the reading, or no, it was in John's Gospel, where the chief priest sort of said at the time of Jesus's execution, his trial, they said, "No, we have no other king but Caesar." They forsook the King of Kings for a false adulation of Caesar. And sometimes in this world, people will seek worldly power and make it a god. And in the early days of Christianity, you had to make a choice. You either bowed down before Caesar, and he was your lord, and and burnt incense at an effigy of Caesar, or you bow down before Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And oftentimes, if you did that, you were called to share in his suffering. You became a martyr. You gave of yourself completely because you knew that Jesus is Lord. That's what they confessed, that he did not cling to his equality with the Father, but he emptied himself, taking on the condition of a slave. And he was humbler yet, even to accepting death on the cross. But God the Father raised him from the dead. And he gave him a name which is above every other name. So now, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And that's what we celebrate today. That God, who has humbled himself so much and come into our human condition and entered so deeply into the darkness of our sin, even though he was sinless, that now he has been raised from the dead. And he's conquered the power of sin. He's conquered the power of death. He's conquered all the things that work against us. He is the King. He is the Lord. He's the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. He's the Lord of all history and he's the Lord of the whole world. And he's Lord of my life and of yours. And so today is a good opportunity for each one of us to be like that thief on the cross that we heard about, not to deride and mock Jesus, not to have unbelief in the power of Jesus to save, because his power of saving is not in the way of earthly kings, not to cry out to Jesus, yeah, come down from the cross or show yourself and then I'll believe. But rather, to be like that thief and say, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. I know your kingdom is real. I know it's true. And I know, Jesus, that your kingdom is coming about in me now as I open my heart to you. So, Lord, look upon me. Look upon me, and I want to receive the love that you have for me. I give you access into my heart. You have died for me, Lord. And now I accept that love into my life. And I say yes to you. You, I want you to be Lord. As we used to always say, if he's not Lord of everything in your life, he's not Lord at all. And today we celebrate that Jesus is Christ the King. He's Lord of our lives. And I invite him to assume his throne within my heart. I allow my big E, the big ego, to sort of be dethroned, as it were. And I allow Christ to be enthroned within my life. That he is Lord. And I'll follow him. Because his kingship is sweet. His kingship is beautiful. His kingship is loving. His kingship is so gentle and so kind and so patient and so full of mercy. His kingship we can trust. There's no earthly ruler that we can trust. We know that only too well, don't we? But we can trust him and allow him to rule our lives, because that's when we become most free, most empowered, most alive. Let Jesus be King over your heart today. Let the truth of what Jesus has accomplished on the cross for our sake enter your heart and allow him to be Lord. Bless his name.